You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for your time to shine with Julie Yeagerwalker. Julie Yeagerwalker. Live from Wings of Souls with Julie.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is your time to shine
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Your Time to Shine, a radio show designed to help you explore your own divine gifts. Good evening, and thank you for being here with me this evening. I'm so appreciative of all of those of you who are tuning into the show tonight. And check in with you guys and see how you have been doing over these last couple weeks. We have a very intense lunar eclipse happening later this evening. Actually, it's considered tomorrow, but it's like a 1 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, I believe. So it's just in a few hours, but it is a really intense lunar eclipse, and it's a very extended lunar eclipse. So it's one that takes a long time to go through the process, and you actually are going to be able to see it. For some of us, we'll be able to see that that lunar eclipse, but it is kind of playing, wreaking havoc for us here on Earth and humans. I don't know if you have noticed, but you know, people are a little edgier, a little cranky, may not have as much patience, and you're kind of looking around going, what is going on? What is wrong with me? What is wrong with the person next to me? Everything seems off. And if you've been feeling that, for me, I know I've been feeling this for about 2 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks. And it took me a while to figure out, oh, we are on the cusp of a lunar eclipse. Now, for me, the moon really plays into how I'm feeling. And I can usually start feeling it, oh, probably 3 or 4 days at least. You know, if we're getting ready for a full moon or, you know, a new moon. So anything happening with the moon, it really affects how I feel. It affects my emotional body. And I've been watching people around me. They're feeling it, even if they don't know what it is. They just know that they are off balance, off kilter. Things don't feel right. Everything seems hard, right? So I've had a lot of people asking me, you know, a lot of my friends, you know, upset, in tears, just feeling, you know, downright down or cranky. And so a lot of this has to do with this lunar eclipse that we're feeling. It's so intense. And you know, so one of the things is that this lunar eclipse and the Taurus season that we are upon, you know, it's all about self-worth, self-evaluation. Why am I here? What path am I supposed to be on? Am I on the right path? Right? It's about abundance and how we feel about ourselves. And abundance, not only financial abundance, but just in our lives in general, the abundance that is around us. So a lot of people taking a look at self-worth, and I've heard so much of this lately, you know, it's happening for somebody else. Maybe it's that new job. Maybe it's that new home, but it's not happening for me. It's that self-reflection, that self-evaluation. Am I doing the right things? Am I on the right path? Should I be doing this? Should I be doing that? It's bringing up a lot of things for everybody. It's also bringing up past experiences that you think that you've dealt with, and you thought, okay, I've dealt with that emotionally, spiritually, mentally, whatever. It's done. I've put it to rest. And here it is again. It's rearing its ugly head. And again, it's just to shake things up. It is to remind us and bring us into that awareness that something still needs to be resolved. Something still needs to be healed. And so all of these things, it's really intense. So again, these emotions that you're feeling are really, really intense. It's here, this lunar eclipse is here to shake things up and to make us realize what's important and to help set us on our course and our path. So if we've been off a little bit, this lunar eclipse is pushing us back on path, and maybe it's not very comfortable for us, right? Maybe it's more comfortable being the direction we were going, which may not have been our path. So everything is just pushing us a little bit more. It's bringing up emotions and upheaval. So within this, once this passes, right, we should be feeling a little bit more relief. We should be feeling a little bit more at peace, a little bit more at ease with ourselves, maybe looking at ourselves a little bit differently, right? Hopefully, you know, if it's all looking at self-worth and projection, hopefully you're taking stock in that and you're really looking at yourself and saying, yes, I can do this, right? But tonight is probably not the night to start doing the manifestations. We're supposed to be in this and looking deep within ourselves and letting these emotions come up so that they can be resolved and dissolved. So wait until the eclipse is over to start doing your manifestations, to start working on those things, because right now that's pushing us into what is coming up for us and coming into our path here in the next little bit. So be patient with yourselves, okay? It can be a really stressful, strenuous time. Give yourself a break and say, okay, here I am as a human having a human experience. May not be going exactly how I expected, but I'm doing the best I can in this moment. So I am going to carry on. Right? And if you need to sit down and scream or cry, then do it. Let the emotions out, let them flow, and let them be released and healed so that you can get back on path and get back focused to what's really important. So just be gentle. It's a really intense time for a lot of people. And even if you're not feeling it, somebody else may be. And you never know what they're going through in the moment. You never know what they're going through in their lives. So try to give them a little bit of a break as well, just like you would give yourself a break. And that we're all going to get through this. It's almost complete. So this is all in for our highest and best good. And you just have to put the trust in the universe that you are going to be put back on path where you're supposed to be. All right. Next, we're going to go to the phone lines and we're going to check in with Candy from Iowa. Good evening, Candy, and welcome to your time to shine.
What's that?
Hi, Candy. How are you?
Good.
Good. What can we do for you this evening?
Just a general reading would be good.
Okay, perfect. Let me just take a few minutes here and check in to see what your guides have to say. And there'll just be a moment of silence while I do that, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Candy. Wow. Hold on one moment. Okay, so I had to check in again because it was getting a little bit of a conflicted answer there. So what I saw immediately was I felt like I was being rushed, like somehow I had just run into river waters that just like rushed by me, rushed through me, maybe even made me lose my balance a little bit. So I had to check in with that. And what I was shown with that is that things happening for you right now are really accelerated. Things just seem to be like rushing around you, and you're not really quite sure what to do with all of that. The energy around it is a little bit chaotic, but when it all settles out, it's going to be really fantastic. So if you feel like you've been maybe running in circles a little bit, or you feel like things around you have maybe been circling you, but haven't really dropped, dropped in front of you, that's all going to be coming to fruition here very soon. It's a little bit like what I was saying about this lunar eclipse, where everything is intensified right now to push us back on our path. And I feel like that is what you're sitting in the middle of. It's like all these things that you've been planning for, that you've been asking for, have been swirling around and waiting, almost like in that manifestation period, and they're just about ready to drop in your lap and be put into place. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah.
Okay. So it feels like there's a lot of big movement, big changes that you're going through right now. Lots of big decisions that you're making, more than just what the average person might be making decisions on. And it's like there's so many little facets to every single one of those decisions. It's not like it's an easy decision to make and you move on to the next one. It's like you make that decision, but then that leads to something else that leads to something else, right? It's almost like opening up this small box only to find another box inside of it type of feeling. And again, all of those things are going to be kind of coming together and culminating into one thing. It feels like you're pulling from this way and that way, and it's all coming together, and it's all going to be coming together as one, as like one kind of package. It feels very exciting, although I think to you it might feel a little daunting and a little bit maybe out of your comfort zone, but trust in knowing that all of this is coming in at the right time for you.
That would be nice.
It feels like there's a lot to do with money and abundance that's kind of circling around you and coming into you, actually. So I don't know if there's a job change, or if you're waiting on, I don't know, it almost feels like maybe a settlement or a contract of some type to end for that abundance to come through. But there seems to be this feeling of abundance that's going to be coming through for you.
I know in the next year I've got to refinance my home.
Okay. So, you know, when you refinance your home, there could be you know, some money coming through with that, right? Depending on the loan, depending on, you know, how much is being asked for. But it feels like there's a little bit of abundance of you know, bringing you a little bit of financial stability, I think is what it's looking like to me. So whether, you know, if you're refinancing your home, you know, sometimes there is a little bit extra in there to be able to help you do either something else or put a little bit of money in savings, something like that. But there's some financial piece of that that's going to be coming through for you. It's going to help you and give you that little bit of reassurance that everything is going to be okay.
That relaxes me a little bit, I guess.
Good. I know you said that you're looking at refinancing your home, but it feels like there's a move or a shift with maybe your home, or maybe even within a job. But there's a move or a shift, and I can't quite get my fingers on what that is, but that's coming into play for you as well. So they're showing me they're going back to the house. So is there a possibility that you might actually sell the house instead of refinancing the house?
Well, right now the loan is in my father's name, but he passed away in 2019.
Okay. That may be where I'm picking up the shifting, the moving or the selling of a home, right?
Right.
Or refinancing. But it feels like more than a refinance, that maybe you'll be looking at selling the home and doing something different. So I don't know if you're living there right now or if you were thinking about living at your father's place, but it feels like maybe that's shifting and that you'll be releasing that home.
I live in the home now. He financed it for me in 2017 and then passed away in 2019.
Okay. Yeah, it just feels like maybe you might be selling that home and going in a different direction. So, you know, see how that feels for you. Because again, there's that financial stability and peace with that as well, right? So if you can sell it for a little bit better than what you could refinance it for, and you could find something that it was equal to or better for maybe even a little bit less than what you're in right now, then that gives you that little bit of financial security, right? That that you're able to move forward with.
Right.
Are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, perfect. Is there anything else that you are wanting to know? They're stepping back a little bit, but they want you to know that you're in a good place. You're being watched. You're being cared for. It just may not always feel that way in times, but know that you are being watched over all the time and protected. And they just want you to know that.
That's comforting to know.
Good. Is there anything else that I can help you with this evening?
You do talk to spirit?
I do.
You do. Is there anything from the spirit that they want me to know?
they're saying that you are, that you're taken care of and you don't have to worry. You really don't. Everything is being taken care of for you. And it's a matter of you being able to realize that and be able to receive what is being brought forth to you. So they're showing me that receiving, you give very openly, but receiving is very hard for you. And so even if that's receiving a compliment, it's very difficult for you to be able to receive that. So they're asking you to be open to that and start openly receiving so that you can receive even more.
Okay.
Your dad is here and he's saying whatever you need to do to make it better for you, he is okay with. He says you don't have to do something because you think that I'm not going to either agree with it or that I'm not going to approve of it. That you really need to do what's best for you.
That makes sense.
It's like he's showing me that you're holding on to things, either physically, holding on to things, whether that be like the house or physical property or, momentums of him. And he says, it's really okay to let those things go. And he won't, it's like he's saying he won't hold that against you. It's not a bad thing. It's okay for you to let some of those things go. Because what's really important is what you hold in your heart.
All right.
Yeah, and it's like they're showing me the sunshine after the rain, right? You're coming through that rainy period where the sun is breaking through.
Is there any messages from my sister that just passed away in September?
She's really, it's really fuzzy. I'm having trouble connecting with her, which sometimes happens. After someone passes, they go through this resting period, essentially where they're trying to get used to being out of the human body and back into this energetic being that they once were, before they came into the human body. So I can see her there. I can see that she is happy and well taken care of. But I'm having trouble connecting with her to get an actual message. Let me see if I can connect with somebody else that would allow me to speak through them from her. They're showing me that the two of you were really close. You had a very good relationship. Yeah. And so that loss has been really hard for you because of that closeness. And they're recognizing that. Did she pass away from cancer?
We're not sure. We're still waiting for the autopsy.
Okay. Yeah, it feels like there was a couple of things going on with her. I think there might have been an underlying issue with cancer that maybe wasn't diagnosed. But then it feels like there was something else that came on really quickly. Almost like it came out of nowhere. Nobody was really expecting that to happen. And so it was very quick. And she wasn't quite ready for all of that. I can see her face and I can see her smiling. And she's saying that it's okay and she's okay. And that she's with you a lot. She's with you a lot. You may not always feel her there because she's just coming into that realm, into that area where she's starting to interact. Like she's coming out of her rest period and starting to interact a little bit more. So you might even feel that she's near you. You might get a sensation. You might get a feeling. You might get that urge to pick up the phone and call her. And when that happens, just know that she's with you.
Okay.
And Candy, we are coming down to the last few seconds of our show. So I want to say thank you for calling in, and I hope this has been helpful for you.
It has. Thank you so much.
Good. Have a wonderful holiday.
You too.
Okay. Well, that does it for me, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to be putting up some more coffee and connections. So be looking out for those. Those are always fun little group readings. If you want a quick little reading with me, it's a perfect way to do that. And introduce yourself with spirit. So with that, check me out on my webpage at www.wingsofsoulswithjulie.com, or you can reach me on my Facebook pages at Julie Yeager Walker Medium or Your Time to Shine. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. I will be celebrating with my family, and we will see you the first week of December.